Hi, everybody. Today is Monday, and this is Ron Amatron, and the date is the 9th, and coming up this Saturday and Sunday, it's our start of our marathon healing weekend, the intensive. So on Saturday, we have a four-hour conference call, and then Sunday, the 15th, begins the eight-hour calls, which we have three of those back-to-back on Sundays. So let's do some clearing here for emotional energies. So if you feel a little out of whack after the weekend here, think of a situation that you dealt with, and we'll see if we can release some of that trauma from you. So here we go. So we're going to release it. I'll count to five. So one, two, three, four, and five. And let's look at pain. Pain body. So here we go. Think of some pain that you might have. This is physical pain. Then we'll do an emotional pain clearing. So this is physical. Remember, emotional pain is a little different than an emotional clearing. And here's for physical pain. So one, two, three, four, and five. So emotional pain, you know, might even be being overwhelmed. That's a free clearing online. You know, could be excessive traumas. We have that up, trauma clearing. But we'll just do a sample here of this here. So if you've had a real heavy emotional situation, here we go. So think of it now. Take a deep breath. That may help you through it here a little bit. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And next we're going to do a mental clearing. This will help to organize, say, your left and right brain, balance it a little bit here, get rid of some of the mind chatter. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Next, we'll do the mind to heart drop. And this clearing allows you to take the thoughts that you have in your head, which is in time, and we drop it down into your heart, which is out of time. And then you're in source energy. When you're in your head, then you're in the alien controlling energies, which is your natal chart. The planets controlling you. Everything else that's being bombarded to your body and your mind telling you what to do. It's all force of will energy. So here we go. Dropping down, I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. You may feel the energy move down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is on. And today it's Annika. Are you out here, Annika?
Yes, I'm out here. Hi, and thank you so much for having me on again. It's so great to be on with you, Ron, and the Creation Lightship, and everyone. I see a few people on the fast chat. Welcome to Monday, and we do take callers today. We have a toll-free number that you may use for that. That's 888-815-9756. And there's also three other lines, and I just posted them on the fast chat, so you can see them on there. Otherwise, go to bbsradio.com, and we are on station one. And thank you for all those samples of and explaining a little bit about the pain body and how that is related to physical pain and how emotional pain and being overwhelmed kind of is a little different. And speaking about that, I've gotten a few emails from friends and other people that are, some of them are new to listening to you, Ron. And I know we did the mind to heart drop, and I just wanted to explain for those that are new that that is an audio sample on the website. You basically go to the website, www.creationlightship.com, and on the top there you will see 5-day sample healings, and you can listen to those. And then there are more audio samples. If you go a little bit to the right of that, You can click here for more audio samples, it says, and you click on that and you can get to the Mind to Heart Drop and actually have Ron take you through it, because it's wonderful to do as often as you can, to be here in the now, in this present time, and communicating more with your spirit. So that is on the top of the website. Also, what we have on the top of the website there is a list of all our online healings. It looks like a book. And we also have the healing login right at the top there on the left-hand side. And down below that, you will see some recommended healings. And just down below that, we have free healings. And one of them that Ron just mentioned was the being overwhelmed healing. But there's quite a few of them. So if you are new to the website, it's just such a great, great place to go and experience all that the Creation Lightship is here to do with us and for us. So it does require some work of us, and you know, but a lot of the time, all you need to do is to kind of go there and get your help from Creation Lightship, and that's what's so wonderful in this time that we're in right now, that we have this opportunity. And I also wanted to mention there about the emergency clearing, because a lot of people, unfortunately, we sometimes could go through emotional turmoil or other emergencies that are happening in our lives, and there is an emergency clearing there. It's called Emergency Healing Now. There's also an auric field protection. These are all free. Auric field protection you can put up for yourself. And there's a Be Here in the Now, which helps you to bring yourself back to your own spirit, to be here in the present moment, which is so important for us to be able to do that, to bring more of ourselves back. So apart from that, you know, when you are new listening to you, Ron, it might be mind-boggling, but it really is more simple after a while. So I have one friend, for instance, who is going through a bit of problems with choosing and actually knowing what to do with her life. And a lot of us want to look into the future and kind of, in a way, predict, but that's not in the now. So I wanted to see, how can we communicate more with our spirits and actually get our own spirit, that's one, in just not plural. So could you speak about that, Ron?
That's very good. You brought up an interesting phrase there about bringing yourself back. So I guess to a newcomer, you might wonder, well, where am I? If, you know, back means that I was someplace else, right? Well, that's what happens, unfortunately. So I'll just talk about like I normally do here. When you're first born, you're completely in your body. To all you regular listeners, this will sound like old hash, but you're here. That's why baby looks so full of life force energy, so vibrant. And they fill the room with light because the spirit is all in the body, and it's ready to go to work here, you know. And then as we go through physical traumas, being told no when you got your, you know, heart hurt maybe, or maybe being spanked, maybe the pin poked you with the diaper, although they're not really used any longer, but maybe you got a shot. Maybe you hit your head on a little end table, or you twisted your ankle, or fell over backwards. All these things that startle the body also startles the spirit. And if you have pain in the body, that the spirit goes, man, I don't want to have any pain. Being startled is enough, and the spirit will leave you. Now, that little part of you that looked out of your eyes at that time, remember, it can look out of your eyes moment by moment by moment. So if you have a pain in your body, we'll say for 20 seconds, whatever part of you comes up, it's kind of like, you know, pop goes the weasel, you know, or a piece of toast coming popping out of the toaster. So all of a sudden a part comes up and goes, ah, I'm freaked out. It's gone, okay? And then naturally another one comes up. And this happens just momentarily, continuously, okay? And all of a sudden all these little spirits that parts of you, I won't say spirits, but part of your spirit, these little fragments, are gone. And then they kind of get together there, and they're all traumatized, you know. And do they want to come back to you? No. They've been there, done that. They got the T-shirt, you know. And so eventually, as we get older, naturally because this is the way life is here, those parts of you could be just outside of your body waiting to come back in, but they don't want to come back in, but they're hanging out with you, but they don't want to have that body experience. Now, that's what happens normally, okay? So that's why, you know, where are you? Well, you could be just outside of your body. It could be that simple. To make it more complicated now, are you abducted? And where are you in parallel lifetimes? And this is actually more disturbing than the other part of you. And so, like I said earlier, we have our natal chart, and we have all the planets sending us mind control patterns, okay? Remember, we're like a little robot down here. And they're telling us what to do. This is why you have spiritual psychic readings, because those readings will tell you what's in store for you. And this is the darkness integrating with your body and your spirit, telling you what to do. And your spirit goes along the thing, and that is this divine energy giving it guidance. And that's not the case. So basically, where are you when you're not here, you know, to bring back yourself? Yeah, you want to get yourself brought back to these strange places where you went to. And the light ship does that. This is why we have the 8-hour calls on Sundays, to get you back here where you're stolen, taken, sliced and diced, ground up by the darkness, and you're in some darkness universe someplace that you know nothing about, and they're holding you captive. So you are like a POW, okay? And the light ship will go out and find you on these 8-hour calls. If it can, it'll find bits and pieces of you. And then it'll bring your body parts back and also your spirit parts back and put it together and then go to the light ship with it. And then that gets integrated with your physical body. So you become more whole and complete. Along with that, on the 8-hour call, they get rid of the alien critters that are crawling around inside of us energetically. And you do feel them. You feel them leave. So it's a wonderful call to be on. It's $200 for one person. If you have a spouse or somebody living with you, they're $100. And then children 18 and under living at home are free, along with your animals and pets. And this is 28 hours of healing, so, and it's $200 if you do it just by yourself. So main thing is, where are you? You know, bring yourself back. This is what we do. You want to bring your spirit back into the present moment here. So the parts of you that left that are not necessarily held by the darkness, that can be easily obtained by your own spirit, your spirit can actually bring it back to you. If you are in a dark side universe, then it's probably going to be very difficult. And you don't want to go looking yourself out there, because you may lose yourself. So you don't want to have the part of you that's conscious get lost and stolen. So let's do a special clearing here. And we're going to go into part of your parallel lifetimes. This is what you go to normally when you go to sleep at night. And they take you off and abduct you, we'll say. And you're doing these dreams. And you could be on a planet like Earth with a cloned physical body, with your spirit going into that. So here we go. We'll do parallel lifetimes in a cloned body on a cloned Earth planet. And that's on the website for healings for that. So here we go. On a count of 10 to bring back your body. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll bring back parts of your spirit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, if you felt a little shift, if your body jerked or tingled or wiggled a little bit, it's because you were brought back from these places, okay? Could there be more of you out there? Yeah, definitely there could be, but we got what we could at this moment. So let's do a spirit integration with you. So what we're going to do is take you out of your body momentarily. I don't recommend anybody leaving their body, but this is the way we get your spirit in your body properly. So we're not taking you out like a guided meditation to some faraway distant place where you get, which is the darkness where you're going to. Because remember, the light doesn't create anything. You create it yourself. So when you do a guided meditation, you're dealing with darkness energies. And they'll give you exactly what you want to see and have your self-fulfilling prophecies, and then you're stolen by the darkness. Remember, when you're not home, who is? And where did you go to? Just because they told you to go maybe out to a beautiful place, you know, in the clouds or the stars, you don't know where the aliens abducted you to, because you gave yourself permission to do this, and you're following the meditation. And this is what the problem is with a lot of guided meditations, is that the person doing it, actually somebody has to do it to tell you where to go to, you're being abducted. So here we go. And if you're not home, who is? So if you're out of your body enjoying this trip someplace, entities will come into you, more aliens can come in, you can have more problems, so this is why you don't want to do it. So here we go. Let's take your spirit out of your body instantaneously, put you back in. So we're going to go in from your head into your feet. We're going to first put you in properly, then we're going to do that exercise. So here we go. We're going to be put yourself in your body properly, coming out and in there. So now you're facing forward. Some people face backwards, some people face to the side, and that should feel much better for most of you out there. Now we're going to bring you in through your feet. Remember, your spirit doesn't want to be here, so it doesn't want to go into your feet too much. Remember, your spirit, because it doesn't want to be here, it doesn't want to integrate more with your body. And along with that, since the aliens connect to your crown chakra, this is why they want your crown to be open, so they can put the tentacles in there to kind of suck you out. This is why they want your spirit to be up near the top of your body, so they have more access to it. So it's actually two things. So here we go. We're going to put you in your body through your feet. So we're going to come out the crown, go into your feet, and do it over and over and over again. And you should and probably will feel your body heating up, may feel tingles, and you're going to feel heavier. And you feel heavier when you're in your body. When you're out of your body, you feel light. So here we go. Coming out and in, 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 out and back in. Okay. So, Annika, back to you.
Okay. Well, I really felt that when you kind of take us out and put us back in. So I don't know exactly what that means, but I probably don't need to go there. But anyway, I think I actually heard a beep before, and I don't know if we have a caller on.
Yes, I'm Larry. Hi, Ron. Hi, Annika.
Hi, Larry.
Larry.
Hi. So, Ron, I had a hypothesis, and my hypothesis is that the alien planets, they have a scientist, as Ron indicated, that, but they created a serum for the alien beings on the planet. And if they promised the alien beings on their planet that this would give them strength and immortality. So they drank it, and instead it disfigured their bodies, and they made them mentally unstable. So they got into a mindless and destructive rampage. And then they said, oh, shucks, we can't make it. That failed. The serum failed us. We'll try to cologne with the animals. So they cologne with the grays, cologne with the lizards, and they had gray skin. And the others cologne with the alligators, and they had these big mouths and like alligator reptilians, and they cloned with the animals to get their energy back again. But that failed. And then the Greeks, they sort of hinted at that with their animal-type people statues they have, that this is what happened. And then the third thing they did, they said, well, we'll come down to the earth and integrate with the people with these and clone these soulless entities, and they would have these leeching off the people. So they made these from their laboratory plants. They made these clone entities, and they put them in the people to siphon energies off of them by courting them. Okay, and then what happened? So the question is, they failed three times. Why don't they go back to their studies in their laboratories with psycho-cybernetics, and why don't they clone an energizer where they can heal their bodies permanently and put an energizer in them like an implant, because all they're getting from us is a Band-Aid for the past 100,000 years or so. All they're getting from us is a Band-Aid, and they haven't really solved their problem. So why can't they go back? It's called cybergenetics, but it works through the it's a power that works through the genetics and the DNA system that will re-energize their bodies and permanently, because they don't want to come back to light. That'd be the next best thing for them to do. And so then I'm asking for a healing for the aliens to wake up and realize this is the only way they can solve their problem if they don't want to come back to the light, with this DNA genetic energizer to sustain their energy field. So can we get a healing for them so they can wake up and be aware that they have to use another means to solve their problem?
Well, you said a lot. That's good. Let's see here. I think the reason why they're maybe not doing any of this or doing things is that they're also being controlled, and the people controlling them don't want them to come back into wholeness, just like happens to us too. So remember, as above, so below. So let's do a healing for them, and we can incorporate what you stated there. So if anybody has any aliens in their room that you can't physically see, listening to the program, of watching your monitor screen, or maybe some that are hitchhiking inside of you, maybe looking out of your eyes, and this is very common, so you're not alone. So remember, your spouse, your neighbor, you know, people you work with may have these also, so it's not nothing that's really unique. It's probably more happening all the time here. So we're going to help these aliens out here, and what we're going to do is a alien DNA clearing, okay? So we'll just see if we can do that for them. But all I could do is, well, say we'll go back, since they probably have been here for a long time. Let's go back 500 years for them, and I'm going to do 100-year cycles here. So, and they'll be able to release from themselves maybe some of this energy. Remember, they probably have the DNA strands, too, because they gave it to us. And the DNA strands hold you captive in your body. This is why your body looks the way it does, and probably why you're not being able to levitate and do, quote-unquote, spiritual things that are more maybe miraculous or mystical, because the DNA is blocking you from doing that. And the same thing goes for them. Remember, the DNA that gets passed on to you, each time the body incarnates, you know, every time a person is conceived from their parents, it just gets worse each time, and it gets denser and denser. So looking at that for the aliens, it's happening to them too. Remember, as above, so below. And they probably would like to get out of here also. This is why we have the darkness to light clearing. But we'll do this clearing for them. Just see how you feel, everybody. So we're going to go back the first 100 years from now, going back 100 years. And we'll just make it very simple. We'll go back to the 1900s here. So 1900 is the current. So here we go. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, oh boy, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Watch out for those tails flapping around here. So here we go. 1800 to 1900. 1, 2, I'm yawning again. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now 1700 to 1800. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That was kind of painful for some of those out there. 1700 to 1500 to 1700. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1500 to 1600. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's do the darkness to light clearing. So we're going to bring that energy in, and they can go to the light if they wish. So here we go. This is on the website, too. It's a free clearing on the left-hand side, so you may want to do this daily, everybody. So here we go. This is a sample of that here. It's not complete like it is on the website, but it will still work. So here we go. Stronger, 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 stronger. have a lot of confusion. That's what I'm picking up right now. You may get it yourself, everybody listening here. So I'm going to do a clearing for confusion for these years here. So the alien, we'll just call it confusion energy. Might be a different word for it, but it's where they're kind of being baffled or not being told the truth, where they can see some truth in the consciousness that they're living in. So here we go. 1900 to 2000, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1800 to 1900, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1700 to 1800, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1600 to 1700, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1500 to 1600, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here we go. Remember, even though we're working with the aliens now, we all have these things embedded inside of us. This is why we do the 8-hour calls. So, they always say that the answer is in the question, okay? And so the question would be, why are the aliens preying upon us? Well, if you reverse it around, they were at prey also to other aliens. But giving us some clarity, might just be the whole way of helping them out. This is why we have a darkness to light clearing, and Larry just went a step further with a alien DNA clearing. So thank you, Larry. I might see if I can get that integrated online there.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Appreciate it.
Very nice. I'd like to get some comments from people if they felt anything during this here happening. I have to just tell you, like I said before, if you call in and you say, yeah, I felt this, nobody listening is going to, be poking a finger at you like, oh, man, you got an alien in you? Because this is common stuff. You've been on the 8-hour calls. You know how many that you have. So it's not that you're exposing yourself saying that you have something, like you're a bad person. It's common here, and this is why people behave the way they do. And it's very unfortunate. But helping them out is going to help you out. And this is the whole thing. This is why Jesus probably mentioned, I'm sure that's why, to turn the other cheek, not to judge, because how messed up people were here. And the more that you listen to this program, the more you're going to realize that too. At first it might sound kind of scary because you don't want to, come upon, this information because it's not mainstream. And you're going to go, uh-oh, I don't want to hear that. Goodbye, Charlie, you're out the door. But as you start listening more and more, you go, man, maybe this is my problem that I'm having, And remember, you want to get a solution for that. So here we go. Turn it back over to you, Annika.
Okay, Larry, that is so interesting. And when you were talking before, even early on, I started thinking, how you relate to us as above, so below, Ron. And perhaps they do not want to have a healing or a clearing because they think they are light or they think they're in the light. Because if we're looking around us, I think a lot of us, we do think we're in the light, and we don't actually know that we need a clearing or a healing until we've had one. And also there were other people thanking you on the fast chat for asking that question, Larry. And Marie R. was saying that she was yawning throughout all that clearing. There's also a question, Ron. Karen's asking if we could have an option to run the darkness to light clearing for 480 minutes. That would be 8 hours, which you sometimes have for some of the other clearings. So the darkness to light clearing is one of the free clearings that you can do for yourself or for other people that anyone. It's actually wonderful, and you are helping them when you are doing those clearings for them. So would that be something we could ask the webmaster to add that, Ron, or is that too much?
Yeah, I have to have it if we can do that for 10 hours. So, yes,
Okay. So, I think I heard a beep again.
Yeah, we got a beeper out there.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
How can we help you?
I'm echoing in my ear, sorry. I took a Reiki 1 class this last weekend, and I'm wanting to get into healing.
I'm
kind of...
Okay, go ahead.
I'm kind of lost in where it is I'm exactly wanting to go with this.
Okay. The first thing that I tell you is I would not become a healer. Okay, so you want to ask me why?
Sure.
Okay. It's because every energy that you work on in somebody, and you can even tell your Reiki master this here who's helping you out with this here, okay? Now, their mind may say no, so I'm going to explain it to you in a very easy, simple way. Your body is full of DNA. That's correct. Am I right?
Correct.
Okay. And that has everything that ever happened to your body throughout its origin from the conception point, whenever it came here, a long time ago to now. That's all your past life of your body genetics. So are we on the same page so far?
Yeah.
Now you're living all those lifetimes at once. Okay? You still following me?
More than you know.
Okay. Now let's say that you work on somebody with a heart condition. They come to you and you have your Reiki shingo out, you know, that you do Reiki, you know, healings. Maybe you're a Reiki master, you know, highest level possible, whatever. It doesn't matter where you are, but you're doing healings, okay? Now, what's going to happen to you when somebody has a heart condition who comes to you is going to activate in you the DNA which had a problem, okay, with a heart problem, a heart condition. Maybe it happened 500 years ago. Maybe it happened, 20,000 years ago. It doesn't matter. You know, it is going to be activated because, remember, like attracts like, okay? So that heart condition is now going to resonate inside of your body, and it's going to be activated in you. Now, is it going to give you a heart condition in a week? Probably not. But as you get older, if you notice that most of the healers that have been doing healing work, they last about 30 years, okay? And then after 30 years, they start breaking down. And a lot of them die. Why do they die? Because they've been doing healings on people. Because everybody they healed, they normally end up with that similar condition. And which one's going to take you down first? And there's no way to get rid of it. They can tell you, yeah, you can do this modality of healing and you know, it'll get rid of it out of you. No, because it's still going to resonate with your DNA. That's why I would say don't do healings on people. You can say you're doing spirit-to-spirit healing. That may work much easier where your spirit can help somebody else's spirit. But then you have to have your spirit healed of that illness before it comes back into your body. You have to be aware of that. Reiki does not do that. I have talked to people who have did Reiki clearing, and they're told that, no, you're out of the loop. You're just putting your hands out, and you are using these symbols. You're using alien symbols to connect to yourself and someone else, and these Reiki symbols, to me, are darkness. They're going to be a symbol that's created by mind. Everything in mind is darkness, okay? And so right away, you're hooking up to the aliens. Will the Reiki, you know, healings work? Yes, of course it will. You know, many healings that the darkness does will work. Am I saying that, connecting some dots here, am I saying that Dr. Yasui was a bad person by doing this? No. Into mind energy, and the mind energy told him about healings. He was looking for how to do healings. I think it took him, 20 days to finally get the information or something? And so if he would have went to his heart right away, within seconds, he could have found out how to do the healings, but yet it took him longer. I'm not saying that he's a bad person or from the darkness, but he used mind energy, and they gave him a mind symbol to use. So most Reiki practitioners, they will kind of draw in front of themselves one of the Reiki symbols, maybe use it as a mantra or something. They see it, maybe in their mind's eye or whatever. They put their hands over the person, and they use that symbol to transmit the energy. So what I'm saying is that they're using a darkness energy from mind. All mind energy that you have is darkness to do healings. And like I said, it's going to boomerang back into you as you get older to do this. You know, will you have results from doing Reiki? More than likely you will. The dark side can heal actually faster and quicker than the light can because the darkness gave the person the DNA, which has a problem in it, and they know the formula to undo it. Very simple. If they know what caused it, they can take it away instantly. So you could be out there doing Reiki healings and have a great practice, but eventually it will catch up with you. Now, you know, I'm sure if your Reiki practitioner, the master that you went to, if you tell them this, they probably won't agree with me. When Reiki first came out in the early 80s, I knew people who actually mortgaged their house and houses that they had, you know, and it cost them maybe like $50,000 to get a Reiki master to teach people. But, you know, now it's much cheaper. But that's what happens, okay? You're not using source energy to heal. You're using the energy of mind to heal. And all energy that people use from mind clearings, healings, is from the darkness. So, did I help you?
What about for, like, healing touch?
Healing touch, if you have your spirit help out, but you have to have your spirit healed after you do something. Remember, it's coming back into you instantly each time it goes out. So you can do a spirit-to-spirit healing, but you want to heal your spirit each time it goes out to work with somebody. So your spirit's going to actually empower their spirit to have the healing done. And so what happens is, if your spirit, let's just say that you have a sore throat, okay? And the person you're working on has a sore throat. That means that their spirit has a sore throat, and your spirit has a sore throat. So probably not much is going to get done, okay? Now, if you don't have a sore throat, and your spirit goes to that person and goes to that spirit to heal that person, it will come back with a sore throat. Now, what's going to happen to you? Since your spirit is working with your life force energy of your body, it will probably give you a sore throat if you don't have it healed. Remember, this is why massage practitioners, when they work on somebody, you know, and everybody will tell you this, you know, when they first get started, they start working with somebody, typically, and eventually, you know, the person leaves after maybe an hour massage or something, and they feel tired or drained, or they all of a sudden develop a similar problem that the person had that they worked on. And that's only because their body took on that energy. So, you know, we're just talking about maybe a sore muscle or something, okay?
Just yeah.
But now, think of it now, okay, just drawing it out. You know, the person now has, a heart condition with bad heart valves. So you're doing a massage, we'll say, on a person. And if you could physically work on their heart to massage the heart, you say, you would be bringing that into yourself. Now you'd have the same problem as them. I'm just trying to, you know, extrapolate out of that a little bit more. So this is what I'm saying. Whatever that person has that you're working on, you will take it on. When I do healings on these programs, I use the light shift, and the light shift, the energy goes through me, and it's taken away instantly. So I have that luxury, we'll say, to do that. Otherwise, I would be dead. And I'm still going strong, so I have a way to get rid of it. And unfortunately, nobody here has that opportunity to go to the light ship. When you go there on the conference calls that I have, you know, they do work with you, but you can't go to the light ship all the time. I live on the light ship, and I live here, too. I bilocate instantly. So what I was 2,000 years ago was the healer that came into Jesus as he walked the earth to do the healings. And so I was the one that was facilitating the healings, taking the people to the light ship like I do in this lifetime for their healing practices. So that's the only difference between me and most people here is that I have that availability. I have the keys, we'll say the code or whatever you want to use, to go to the light ship so that I'm able to do that. And this is my first incarnation here in a physical body, being born into a body in 3,000 years. I was not born into the body of Jesus. I just walked in as a light being when he did his healings. So has that helped you?
Yeah, somewhat. I'm just trying to figure out how to, protect myself.
You can't. You can't protect yourself because your body is going to take it on. It will always take it on. It doesn't matter, you know, what people tell you with the mind energy, because using mind energy to heal, you cannot do that. The best thing you can do to help yourself, okay, is to do the auric field protection. That may help you. But other than that, you know, just shaking somebody's hand, you're taking their energy into your body, okay? You're hugging somebody, okay? And you're doing more work on the healing level to help heal somebody. So you're actually going into a physical condition, okay? Not just, you know, hugging somebody or kissing them or whatever, you know. Remember, once you touch somebody, the energy from their body is going into your body. And like attracts like. And people who are very empathic normally will not go around people because they don't want to feel that dense energy. So you have to look at the far extremes here and, you know, also figure out why you want to do healings, okay? I had to go through that myself. Normally, you know, you do healings because you want to heal yourself. So I had to figure that out for myself a long time ago. I thought, geez, you know, because I love doing healings on people, but I was using the light ship to do it. And back when I was doing it, I was just calling it ET healings. I have no other way to look at it, you know, in the 70s and stuff when I was getting out there. But basically what you're doing is you're bringing the energy into your body. So I happen to be protected. And everybody out there who does healings will tell you that they're protected. And look at the older healers. You can see them that they're going down, okay? So look at all the people that have come out in the spiritual movement, we'll say, from maybe the middle 70s when it kind of started, we'll say. Reiki came about in the early 80s, I think. And look at those people now. And a lot of them are having physical problems. You could say because they're older, but mainly, you know, they're having problems because they took on everybody's stuff, got activated in their DNA, and which one's going to kill them first, okay? Work on 1,000 people, and they have 1,000 different issues. Your body's going to resonate to that, and once it gets plugged in, you have problems. So, hope I'm helping you. So I would not do healing, okay? I would stay away from
it. Okay.
That's what I would say to do, you know, like I said, watch and look at older people and see how they're responding. I see a lot of people who do healings, who give classes, and as I look at them, they don't look very healthy. Some have a hard time eating, you know, they're just having trouble because they're not using light. They're using darkness, using mind energy to do healings. You get a book out there to read a book about doing healings, that's mind energy. So the darkness wants everybody to do healings. And you feel good about it because you help somebody, but eventually the darkness kills itself. It kills all of its ground crew. So I would not recommend being the ground crew for the darkness. The only way you can really do a healing on somebody is to have their spirit heal them. That's the process. Like I was saying earlier, if your spirit is powerful enough, strong enough to empower the other person's spirit, you say, then that's the way the healing works, spirit to spirit. Source to source, but still that spirit that you're using in yourself will go out of you, get contaminated, and bring it right back into you, and you're going to have a problem. This is why when you go out in parallel lifetimes at night and you have your dream state, and the dreams are not your guidance coming to you like people tell you, you're out there having probably spiritual warfare like on the astral plane, etc., and you're bringing back the information of clone bodies and stuff, but you have an experience. But you wake up the next day and you feel drained. You feel tired. You might have a bruise on your shoulder. You might have pin marks in you, you know, and you wonder, well, gee, what happened to me? My body's aching. Well, because your spirit came back with a problem because the body came back, and that body now that it was in is in bad shape. Your spirit now is in bad shape. It comes into you. You become bad, okay? You become the essence of your spirit until you can heal yourself, until your body can heal. So anyway, that's kind of it in a nutshell. So I hope I helped you. Are you still there?
Hello, hey. Caller. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
So anyway, you know, if you talk to the Reiki practitioner who is... making some kind of money, typically at this, maybe not, but regardless, it's all the same thing. And they're not going to really agree with me because right away it steps on their ego too much. and they've been doing it for years, and they're still living and maybe making an income on it. Like maybe they mortgaged their house for $50,000, you know, years ago, and they want to make money on it. And nothing's wrong with making money, but the process is that, you know, they're passing on a tradition of darkness because you're using mind energy. Remember, mind energy works in time. Source energy does not work in time. So when they come up to you and start, you know, telling you about what I'm talking about, just say, well, the darkness works in time. You're using time to do healings, which is the mind. And source energy does not have time, no predictions. It's always in the now. So they're using time energy, and they're using the energy of time through symbols, okay? And that's the way it works. And it does work. But, you know, that's why I would not do healings, because you're going to contaminate yourself with everybody else's stuff. And that's why we have our 8-hour calls coming up, to get rid of these alien life forms from people. And to do some sample clearings on the website, creationlightshift.com. Go to the very center top, drop-down box. And we have two shows where we release the alien critters out of people. And it's free. Just listen to it. We also have, for $30 a month, you can go on the alien attack removal if you want to get rid of more of these alien parasitic life forms. So, thank you for calling. And
yeah, have a good night.
Hopefully, you've got information here that can help you. Okay, back to you, Annika.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you so much, caller, for asking about being a healer and for us getting another explanation more about the Reiki and hands-on healing, touch, and that sort of thing, and why not do it, and how that can actually reduce our own energy or our own spirit, so to speak, in our bodies. So we have an incredible webmaster who has been totally on it and is obviously listening and has just let me know that the darkness to light clearing is now for 10 hours, so 600 minutes, and you can go on there and do it for friends. Again, if you didn't hear the beginning of the show, this is one of the free clearings that you can do online for yourself and others. And there's also so much on the website to read and to study and to get to know. It's full of information. Up top, you will see a lot of more added on the list of our online healings. And if that kind of goes in alphabetical order, if I understood it right. And if that's hard to read, there's also the master list of services. I'm not sure. It's on the left-hand side, but I just don't see whole life healings. No, but it's on the left-hand side anyway, the master list of services that you can read up about all kinds of healing and clearings. And why would we want to do this? That might be another question. Why do you want to heal yourself? And, you know, why would we want to do these three consecutive Sundays, Ron, with releasing the negativity that is stored in our physical body? And why would we want to get our spirit back into our bodies? What benefits for those that are perhaps new to this? Maybe you want to go through that, because we have it coming up soon again. If you didn't hear the beginning, we have the three intensive 8-hour calls coming up starting this Sunday, August 15 and 22nd and 29, and then we also have the 4-hour ascension preparation call Saturday, August 14. That's this coming Saturday. And Ron also offers conference calls during the week, 3 days a week, an hour call, which is when you get to go to the lightship and ask for the specific healings and clearing those negative energies that we want to get rid of. So is there anything else you want to add to that, Ron, while we're talking about the upcoming intensives and the conference calls?
Yeah, we have two different types of listeners typically. We have the ones that would like to take their body with at ascension time so that your body will not be tormented here any longer. So that's one group of people who want to do clearings for ascension so they can get themselves cleaned out to leave here with their body. Then we have the other people who would more than likely like to get their spirit out of here. Maybe there's three groups, okay? So we have a clearing for that, which is the spirit barcode. That'll get your body, your spirit out of here. But mainly, forgetting all that stuff, if you're just a new listener, you don't care about ascension, you don't care about your spirit too much, but you want to have a better life, okay? You want to feel physically better. We're talking about physical healings here that work with your invisible energetic bodies. Remember, these invisible energetic bodies is what causes your illnesses. This is what we do. We clear out these bodies to bring you back into wholeness. Wholeness is getting rid of the problems that we're dealing with here as far as physical stuff. So that's the main thing. So, you know, if this is too much for you, think, I don't know about this here. I don't know about ascension. I don't believe in that. You know, that's fine. You know, if you don't care about your spirit, you go, yeah, I heard about spirit. I think I have one in me. You know, big deal. But you go, man, my foot hurts, and I want to get my foot taken care of. Well, the healings can help you. I can't guarantee they're going to fix your foot, but, you know, you have to start somewhere because these energetic bodies that are invisible is what's causing your foot to hurt. Your DNA needs to be cleaned out. This is what we do. This is what Jesus did. This is what the Bible talks about. Jesus came to heal people of their sins. Well, he did do that when he walked the earth, okay? But when he left, there was no conduit here, so every healing that he did back then worked, and once he left, there was no healings taking place for probably about 1,950 years. And what was the church doing? They were using the light of the darkness. They were using the light of the darkness, Jesus. Remember, they replicated the light and made it into darkness. So, you know, all the churches were using the dark Jesus to do healings, not the one from the light. So, that's it in a nutshell. I think we had a caller here. We got a couple minutes. I heard a beep. Somebody out there online?
Hello, do we have a caller on? I thought I heard a beep too.
Hello?
Hello.
Sorry, because I have a left knee and my cartilage in. Kind of supposed to get a surgery done out of it coming September.
So I had a hard time hearing you, but it was something about coming up in September. I couldn't hear everything. Maybe you can bring your question back and say it real clearly again.
I think I heard cartilage, knee cartilage. Is that what I heard?
Yes, my left knee cartilage is pretty much gone, and it's bone to bone, and I'm supposed to have surgery in September 5th.
Okay. The first thing I'd recommend that you do is an emotional clearing for this lifetime. I have some basic clearings that people need to have first. One of those is that one. That's the main one to get rid of your traumas that you've experienced, which more than likely brought forth your condition in this lifetime. Remember, everything typically emotionally based. So I would do that clearing first. The cost on it, if you're under 60, it's $5 times your age. So let's say that's your age of 40. It costs $200. You can do it online. It's a one-time clearing. It goes from the present time, the exact moment when you start, going back to your conception. And that clears away a lot of your garbage. This is what you recycle daily anyway. You know, as you live life, you know, you see your friends talking about things. What they're talking about normally is judgment stuff, and it's always the same stuff because it recycles. So this is what you're living on is recycled energy of judgment. I want to get that out of you. And that's what Jesus did was get rid of your sins. So that's the first part of it. And the next part is you probably want to do some more clearings. I'd recommend going on to the conference calls that we have. It's $200 a month, I believe, for the call-in conference calls are 1 hour or so, you know, longer for each month. I do it Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, for each week. And I would say for most people who get on those calls, they start to feel better. It takes about a month to maybe 2 months. So I'd say get on those for about 2 months and just see how you're doing. You could have alien critters in you. I'm doing those sessions this month too. But the conference calls are designed for physical healings. Those are Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. They all start the same time. Pacific time is 5:30. Or they're $20 a piece. The one on Wednesday, we do water charging for $30. But if you just want to come on like Mondays and Fridays, it's $20 for each one. It's a one-hour healing session. And that's what I'd recommend doing. But you first got to have an emotional clearing done. to help you out. Otherwise, your body will be too dense and it may not work well for you. I have had people who haven't been on it who've had wonderful healings, but basically that's what people need. So I hope that helps you. And listen to a few of the BBS programs here. You know, for most people, I would say it takes at least a half a dozen programs to listen to. Just pick some out and listen and enjoy some of the sample healings and just see how you feel. So
are you still there, caller? Did you hear about those different ways to heal, to help you heal? Okay, maybe caller has gone. So, yeah, just wanted to say thank you for calling in, and good luck with all that. And also, yeah, I'm just checking out this incredible new Darkness to Light upgrade here on the Darkness to Light clearing, which is you can also put in race, and you can add alien DNA clearing. So... yeah. So anyway, just looks really interesting. I haven't gotten to it yet, but the darkness to light clearing is the one I'm talking about. So over to you again, Ron.
Okay, so our show is winding down here. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. And if you can come on the 8-hour call this Sunday, you know, Saturday it's 4 hours. You can come on to an absentee also. You don't have to be on it continuously throughout the whole time either. People who call in, they just call in when it starts, and they go live their life, and they're being healed as they're doing whatever they're doing. Some people have a hard time being dedicated to stand the phone call that long, and that's just the way life is. But you will feel results typically, and it does work the same if you're listening to an absentee or if you're on the phone line, and you just get a speakerphone. So I'll say blessings to all of you. Have a good evening. I'll bring peace energy into the light being here as we hang up. And thank you, Annika. Thank you,
yes,
callers.
Thank you.
See you later, everybody.
See you later.